الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات للألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض وقال الله تعالى أولم ينظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض وقال الله تعالى ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقهم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا وقال الله تعالى قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقدبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في نزول إن في خلق السماوات والأرض ويل لمن قراها ولم يتفكر فيها وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن قوما تفكروا في الله عز وجل فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تفكروا في خلق الله ولا تتفكروا في الله فإنكم لم تقدروا قدره وقال الله تعالى فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters Alhamdulillah we are Muslims And Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Iman in childhood. We were not knowing anything at that time. So we should be having shukr on this. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created three systems in all human bodies. Number one, everyone has a system depending upon her, a system depending upon nafs, a system depending upon aqal. And each system has its own capabilities, requirements and influences which may interfere with each other as well. So by virtues of these their capabilities they can influence each other in such a way that a combination of behavior comes into existence. So all these three are important because ignoring any system of them, among them, may ruin the whole system. For example, if a person has not purified his nafs, so that will all the time will be making problem for the other two systems. It will influence the mind and we shall be thinking depending upon our nafs, requirements of nafs. And it will influence the heart. So our jazbat, those will be depending upon the nafs. There will be love because love, it exists in heart. And disliking is also in the herd. So, if a person has ignored the purification of nafs, so it will influence the heart as well, and the love of dunya will come in the heart. And if we ignore heart, so maybe the nafs will be controlled as required, but it will not be controlled for Allah, because this iman and kufr, it exists in heart. So therefore, if a person has controlled nafs but does not have iman, it will be for nothing. So therefore, heart cannot be ignored. And if a person ignores aql, the wisdom, so then he will not be having the true ilm, knowledge. And he will not be having the true understanding of things. And he will not be in this position of deciding rightly. So he will be having all the things, but will not be able to use these things. So one cannot control all these. So about the two systems, about the heart and about the nafs, we have talked too much, alhamdulillah. But about the aql, we should talk today. Actually, we should talk about the concepts, mafahim, because these are very important. If our concepts are wrong, so we shall be deciding wrong, we shall be thinking wrong, we shall be analyzing wrong, and we shall be concluding wrong, and it will affect our life, and it will be leading us to wrong direction. So therefore, we should develop this faculty as well, the fikr, the conceptual purity. So for this purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us in Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us this in ahadith. Thereafter, O Muslims, verily Allah has encouraged us to ponder and reflect with deep thoughts in so many verses of the Holy Quran, and He has praised those who contemplate. In this way, while praising them, He says, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, sitting, and lying on this earth, their sides, and part over the creation of heavens and earth. So in this, there are two things. Number one, إِنَّ فِي خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَةٍ لِلْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of universe and changing of days and night by each other, there are some clear things for understanding for the knowledgeful persons. It means those who think. So, who are those? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about them, Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa la junubihim wa tafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. So those are those who they praise Allah all the time while standing, while sitting, while lying on the sides, and by this and also do ponder in creation of the universe. And some certain thing comes into heart. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Rabb, you not create this for nothing. But it has some objective. And you are not affected by those. You are Subhan. So do protect us from the fire. So it means we can get a very high level of understanding from these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us in this direction. He also says, did we not make the earth as wide expanse and the mountains as peaks? And have we not created you in pairs and made you sleep for a rest, and made the night as a covering, and made the day as means of subsistence? And have we not built over you the seven firmaments and placed therein a light of splendor? And did we not send down from the clouds water in abundance, that you may produce therewith corn and vegetable and gardens of vegetation? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about His creations and about His blessings, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, that we should think upon these and conclude reasonably. And Allah says, then let men look at his food, or that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in fragments, and produce then come and grapes and nutritious plants and olives and dates, an enclosed garden dense with the lofty trees and fruits and fodder for use and convenience for you and your cattle. So we should think about these, upon these things. Rasulullah said at the time of revelation of the verse, verily in the creation of heavens and earth and in the alterations of the night and days, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Woe unto him who recites these verses and do not ponder on it. So it means we should think upon these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us the means of thinking. And we should conclude reasonably from these things. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that certain group of people pondered over Allah. Rasulullah said, do not ponder over Allah, but rather ponder over the creation of Allah. And for verily, you are not capable of that. This is very, very so what Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has reported, that a certain group of people pondered over Allah. Rasulullah said, do not ponder over Allah, but rather ponder over the creation of Allah, for verily you are not capable of that. This is really a very, very valuable guidance for us, because we should do that thing what we can do. We should not do that thing what we cannot do. For example, if a person is doing research, how can I reach sky? This he cannot do. So therefore should not think upon it. And just like a computer, if it is not designed for certain work, it's limited. For example, it has the storage capability of 1 terabyte. And we solve a problem which needs 3 terabyte. So how can that computer solve that problem? Because it will not be having that storage. We may not be having that storage. So it means we should think upon it. What thing we can do and what thing we cannot do. So as far as the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, we cannot think upon it because we cannot see Him. We cannot think about Him, how He is. So that thing is not in our range. So we should not use our mind for that purpose. But what we should do, we should think about His sifat and His creatures, His qudrat. We can think about it. And that is enough for us. That is enough for us. Because we can deal with this just like in Surah Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to say Surah Fatiha in each rakah of Salah. And in this we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So these are two sifat. And Maliki Yawmiddin. So it means in the life hereafter, He will be our Malik in all senses. So naturally, we should bow before Him and we should follow His instructions and we should obey Him. Because this is what is needed in this case. So for that purpose, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We have been told to say this thing in Surah Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And then what is our desire? The best desire in this life can be asking for help, asking for hidayah. So اِهْدِنَا الصُّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صُرَاطُ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرْ مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. So we ask for hidayah. And we have been told that where hidayah lies, so it is in two groups of people following, of two groups, so following four groups. Number one, Anbiya. Number two, Siddiqeen. Number three, Shuhada. And number four, Salihin. So we understand this, that we should get hidayat in following these and Quran. And this is enough for us. So it means we should understand the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creations and His qudrat. So we should think upon these things. Many, many things we can see, just like, for example, subhanallah. Think about this light of moon in the night. If the surface of moon could be smooth, so this would be like mirror. And the light would be reflected exactly just like the mirror reflects. And it would be having too much light, falling too much light on some people, and in the rest of the world, there would be darkness. So this is teasing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the surface coarse and hitches and ditches in that. So there, because of that irregular reflection there, and that creates the light of moon very, very beautiful and cold, and you can say we can feel very good about that. So thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a very good thing from the thing what we do not like. So similarly, all the things, if أَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, so do we not think in the systems what we are having inside us? So we should think all these. So it means we should do that thing what we can do, and we should not do that thing. What we cannot do, for that reason, we can get guidance from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and from a hadith. And in a hadith, it has been told, "Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi." So follow my sunnah and follow my sahaba. So what sahaba has done in this regard, this is pathway for us. May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala grant us hidayah to follow that pathway and be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Wa ma alayna bala. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.